Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Game 5s at 620. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, Sean Treif, RJ Choppy. We got Peyton. See what happens, Ryan, when you talk smack to me. Talk smack to me yesterday on the text message, and then you oversleep, little smart ass. Can't even get it. You should have said you were sick, not that you overslept. So we'll get Ry eventually on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And just to reject Ryan with great prejudice, Peyton came in here to turn on his little light show that Ryan always blinds us with in the morning. I had to give them a tumbo. Keep that crap off.
This is a good little, we're gradually working our way into it with this one light here behind us.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Right in Bobby's face.
I got to say, you guys talking about the lights, specifically Chop talking about the lights, is as bad as Luke is complaining. It's as soft as Luke is complaining. It's the lights, you guys. Turn them on.
I have blue eyes.
What does that mean, Josh Hamilton?
Josh Hamilton. Yeah. The light, very sensitive to the light.
You should be thankful we turned them off with your pink eyes
My eyes need them. I need the stimulation. I got to wake them up. Yeah, it does look like somebody took a dump in my eye this morning. It's pretty bad.
Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, ready to get through the show, get on the road to Midland, and then turn around, drive back to Firehouse. So,
Bobby, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Today is the Keller game.
Yep.
That's getting canceled.
No, it's not. Nope, it's played on turf, so no rain in Midland, and it's played on turf, so the grass isn't going to be wet.
Ooh, there's no rain in Midland?
No,
you shouldn't be driving in this anyway.
No, it's,
you know,
it's clear.
Be the best,
it's clear. We're
if
clear
he
today.
Drove 3 hours and the rain hit there.
And the game got canceled. And
not happening. It's already, look, it's clear. Once it moves past the Metroplex, it's clear.
Your wife is sick at home.
It sounds like she's not going on this trip.
Yeah.
You're going to be driving.
She's 50-50. We'll find out when I get home if she actually is coming or not. But I'm taking the girls with me. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've got to drive by my house on the way and then pick up a hat. It's got an M on it for Midland.
Perfect. But Midland's not playing.
I know.
This is apparently the way it works. It's like, it's just they pick a middle ground.
You pick a spot.
And they go, Midland is between here and El Paso, because that's who they're playing is El Paso.
All right. Unfortunately, Mike Bacsik today will be unbearable during crosstalk again, because when the Cowboys went and got Zeke Elliott, he was like, get out your jersey. Oh, wait, no. They're probably going to be selling different jerseys. This will be a Jerry Jones money grab. And it's like, how are you going to have a Jerry Jones money grab? Everyone already has their 21s.
Was he pushing that line yesterday that they were going to change the jersey?
Because fun of the whole thing.
Oh, I was going to say, because he was Mr. the other day. He's like, no, he's going to wear 21 again because the jerseys are in the shop at full price.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't matter.
Well, he was still kind of right in thought.
The thought, now maybe some people already snatched up their Zeke jerseys. I thought maybe that, the Cowboys would wait to make this announcement to have the rush of sales on the Zeke jersey. The Cowboys did what the Cowboys do best. It's not win, it's market. They marketed here.
And what's the announcement?
Zeke will wear his Ohio State and New England number of 15. Which is, if you just put a period in there, that'll probably also be his yards per carry. But instead of going from number 21, he will not wear 21. He will wear 15. And they'll sell a boatload of jerseys because Zeke has a ton of fans.
Okay, does this mean that you can't wear the 21? Is it a fan violation? Will there be more 15s or 21s in the stadium? I'm still going to say 21s.
I would say 21s.
Right?
There'll still be more 21s.
And is it okay to bring the 21 out even though he's not wearing 15?
Ask that man back there who wore a Zeke Elliott jersey to the Arlington Renegades game. And yes, and on Monday during our meeting was like, so glad I didn't throw my Zeke jersey away. I got it now. I'll still be able to wear it.
The man doesn't have lids for his trash can. He, of course, he's going to say it's fine to wear number 21, right?
Yep, I still have it. You know, I thought I was going to have to donate it or throw it away. And I was like, no, I got this feeling, man. Zeke coming back. Yeah. And then I don't care he's changing his number. I'm wearing 21.
Was it bad to wear a Kobe 8 jersey?
Yeah, could you wear a Jordan 23 when he came back as 45?
Yeah, because he had to wear that for like a game or whatever it was.
It was the year. Bad.
I think you can wear the 23 when he switched back to 23. I think it's weird that you're wearing 45. But these are fan judgments.
You know what? What's going to happen to the whole 214 chain that they have? Because all they're showing again, now they're showing that San Francisco owns them. Because 415 is the San Francisco area code. Oh, and that's what they're wearing now. This is just more proof the 49ers own the Cowboys.
How did you come up with that?
It just literally just popped into my head.
You knew it was the San Fran area code?
Yeah. See, when you produce like national radio for years, I'm just saying you start figuring out where all the area codes are because you're calling people all over the country.
Well, I mean, it could be 154, which could be his rushing total for the season.
Again, yeah, that could be his, that could be either his yards per carry, his total carries, whatever else. This is what I'll say.
You should have left the yards per carry joke alone. It was really good. And now we're going to come up with another number and you're going to go, if you put a dot in it, it could be his yards per carry.
The well a little bit too long, too much. It's
a little
okay.
bit too much. You were really good at the start.
I appreciate it.
Zeke's going to wear number 15. Trey Lance is wearing number 19.
Big Scott Mitchell guy.
Because we don't want to take the Stephon Gilmore number, right? Isn't Stephon 21?
Yep.
Okay.
He had been. But, I mean, we'll see if he actually comes back at this point. Yeah. They liked him, but, I mean, you're talking about you've drafted Carson now. You've re-signed Lewis. I think that ship has sailed. But here's the thing.
Oh, what ship has sailed?
Just in general. Like, you're talking about the idea of, like, the whole 21 thing. I wouldn't think that that matters, like, that aspect of it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Stephon Gilmore being gone.
No. I'm talking about like I'm not worried about like giving him any deference because he doesn't rank in that state anymore.
More importantly, so give us your fan ruling on bringing out the old 21s for Zeke. More importantly, a Trey Lance decision?
Yeah, they're not picking up his fifth year option, which to me says you're not going to re-sign him anyway. Look, I understand it's a massive number, $22 million or whatever it is, but to me, if you're not going to pick up that fifth year option, then you're saying that we're completely fine with the idea of exposing our entire quarterback room to the market. And if you are saying, well, we'll walk away from Dak, $22 million at that point is probably what you're going to end up having to pay him anyway. If he's like your only option at quarterback and that's who you're going to re-sign.
Yep.
So this to me says that you're acknowledging the Trey Lance experiment failed. You forced yourself to have to make trades during the draft to pick up extra capital because of the decision. And you're still sitting here trying to tell KNC or whoever else that, yeah, no, we still think the Trey Lance trade was absolutely worth it. So to me, I look at this and I just say, this is one of the bigger failures they've had in terms of player acquisition over the last 5-6 years.
Wow.
Is trading a fourth round pick for a guy who is ultimately probably never going to step in and play a single game for you.
I'm going to defend them. I'm going to fight with you. I'm going to fight with you right off the jump. I think my reaction, if they paid Trey Lance $22 million, would be to call them morons.
They would be paying $80 million to their quarterback room?
No, because Trey Lance doesn't deserve $20 million.
No, but what you do is you do that to, you know, you trade.
This is a signal to me that it's a slight signal. It's not a strong signal. It's a slight signal that Dak may not be going anywhere. Because if you really thought he was leaving and you really were like, this is it, then you pick up the option. But they didn't even try to work Trey Lance that much into being like the number two last year behind Cooper Rush. But I don't know. If they picked up the option, I think a lot of people are the Dak haters are not laughing. I'm laughing. Like, are you serious? Like, you don't pick it up to try to give him. He can still get paid here. It's like LeBron opting out. LeBron can still get another Laker deal. You can still get Trey Lance signed to a deal. I don't know if it's going to be cheaper than $22 million. Right. What is Trey Lance's value?
Well, and also if you do pick.
Nothing.
If you do pick up the option, though, and say, all right, this is what we're picking up this $22 million option. It does, if you walk away from Dak, it gives you the ability to work off of, like, an extra year on the contract that then you can kind of adjust and finagle like contract details the way that you need to. And so to me, it still makes sense that if you're potentially looking at him being your starter next year or at any point in the future, you should pick up the option. And so I just, this is again, because a total.
But as RJ said, that would have $80 million to your room.
It's a lot.
$80 million to your quarterback. All right, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know your initial answer is going to be you wouldn't have made the deal anyway. After you got Lance, how would you have handled him contract-wise, development-wise, depth chart-wise?
He's number two instantly.
Instantly?
Instantly.
But he wouldn't have given you a better chance to win than Cooper Rush last year if something happened to Dak.
I don't know that he doesn't. Just because
Cooper
of like,
Rush played pretty well.
Yeah, he played fine. But, I mean, if you want to talk about being able to like that was a team last year that I think you saw needed – like the quarterback play. Like Cooper Rush has never been needed when he stepped in. Like they were able to get by with other things, whether it be the defense or the run game or everything else, the way that they were approaching the games. He wasn't like winning you games when Dak was out that time. So last year you needed your quarterback play to be better. And that's why Dak kind of playing at the level he did got them to 12-5. And when he played poorly, they lost like consistently. And so to me, I think that Lance needed to be the number two if that was what you're going to give up. You don't give up a fourth round. Think about any other position on the field. Who are we giving up fourth round picks for third string players and thinking this was okay?
That's true.
And I mean, this is a guy who was a top three pick. Go find out what you have, especially if you're not going to pick up the option. Find out at some level mm-hmm. what you have, whether it be in practice or anything else. I thought it was a dumb move at the time. When you see everybody else in that draft class at quarterback who has been traded has gone for picks two rounds later than Trey Lance went, it was a dumb move. It's just, it's one of the worst value trades they've ever made.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea, the concept behind a high upside.
Gathering quarterbacks. Gather the quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's fine. Gather the quarterbacks.
Gather the throwers.
You know, look around the league. I don't believe Jacksonville is going to pick up Mac Jones as fifth.
It did not get picked up.
So I assume, though, that they're re-signing Trevor regardless. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit different than here. Pittsburgh did not pick up Fields's.
Right.
That was curious to me because they don't have anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got Russ.
Again.
Mr. Unlimited.
They had nobody. That was the curious one to me. This is probably the second most curious. The Mac Jones one and the Zach Wilson one, I mean, they make perfect sense. Don't pick those guys up.
877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Did it surprise you, Bobby, that they weren't going to do it? Or trying to guess what they would do, you would have said no.
No, I didn't figure they would. But again, it's because, like, don't make the deal then. And this is just the ultimate, like, to me, this is the final, like, nail in the coffin that says, that was a dumb trade. It was a bad trade, and it was out of some sort of weird attempt to create leverage with Dak that you're finding out, like, it doesn't work.
It's kind of like the weird attempt to threaten Zeke by paying Jalen Smith. Right? Yeah, let's give Jalen an extension to show that this pie could run out.
It's almost like they've been making, like, a decade's worth of bad financial decisions.
And that it's caught up, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Sean, RJ, and Roberto back as our Cowboys insider. Let's talk about last night, 2-for-2 with Game 5s in DFW. Let's celebrate next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chipping inside. Oh, it's picked up. Pickpocketed right there by Irving. He goes behind the back. He goes in the pile. He got it. He scores.
Did you see that?
He scores. What a play.
I know LeBron and others saw Kyrie last night. They were amazed that he was going down the floor with no decrease in speed with all those moves that he put on to eventually finish at the rim. Good morning, Metroplex. It is an awesome Thursday morning because of the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars, both of them winning their Game 5s to take a 3-2 series advantage. Got the entire morning squad. Well, until Ryan gets here. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt is back. We got Peyton. We're still live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Mavs by 30.
This feels like one of these things where, okay, like the Clippers have to make 23s to win.
Yep.
Like if they are not knocking down an absurd number of three-pointers, Dallas is winning the game. And look, when you go into a game and you tell me Maxi Kleber is going to knock down 5 threes and the Clippers are going to struggle to shoot, I would guess you're probably going to win by about 30 points. And that's what happened. This was, man,
even
I know,
if Kyrie scores 14.
Because, you know, they were talking about it last night. It was, I think it was Jamal Crawford had said it, where it's like, this is regardless of the scoring, like, Kyrie's setting the tone for the game. Like, just all the hustle, like, to the ball. There was the one where he, like, kind of, like, tips it up in the air, like, poked it in the air, collected it, tossed it to Luka before. Russell Westbrook, by the way, I don't know why there wasn't more talking about Russell Westbrook throwing just a blatant shoulder right into Luka's chest on that layup attempt where then they had to, like, scramble to pick up the ball.
Don't worry, Stephen A. would call and get him suspended.
Good. Thank God. Somebody needs to. But that's the, man, it feels like as long as you stop them from knocking down 60% three-pointers on 30 attempts, Dallas is going to win this series. That's how it feels.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's I don't say it's obvious, but, I mean, they are the better team. And we all thought they were the better team going into the series.
We've never been really worried in this series about the Clippers.
Now, after game one, I mean, because that was, I mean, they did not come to play. So after game one, I was like, all right, maybe we're a little bit off here. You know, let's just tap the brakes on Mavs in four because it's out the window. But, you know, it's just like, the Stars are showing that they're the better team right now, right? Even though they lost the first two games, they probably shouldn't have lost game two. And they really, it took a great performance from Logan Thompson to keep the Knights in game three. And the Stars have really been the better team for about four of the games. And the Mavs, you know, they're the better team. They're the better team than the Clippers. And especially with the Clippers not having a full-strength Kawhi. And I think that's what that kind of really kind of showed last night. Like, the series went long enough for, like, all right, that now it's time for, like, everybody to kind of come to play. They did.
Yeah, I mean, this is, if you're telling me that Luka's going to shoot 2 of 8 from three, Kyrie's going to shoot 1 of 7 from three, PJ Washington's going to shoot 1 of 7 overall.
2 points.
Gafford is going to struggle, you know, some more on the offensive end. Like, to me, I would think that would be of a killer for them. But
this is not an impressive box score.
No, not across the board, it's not. Because what, it was, outside of Luka last night putting up 35, nobody else in the entire game scores 15, period, on either side of the floor.
Jaden with 14.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm all about giving Jaden Hardy more minutes. But I'll tell you who I thought was really impressive last night and has been throughout the whole series is Derek Lively. Like, Lively to me is just, that is such an energy boost. He changes the game defensively so much. He gets those, like, you know, he's an easy lob threat. I really like what Derek Lively's done this series, especially with Gafford not being as good as we were hoping.
Yeah, bad series for Gafford, but Lively got screwed with rookie treatment early on with that offensive foul. I don't think I've ever seen someone, like, going up for a shot and get called for an offensive foul unless it's the Reggie Miller kickout with the legs. But Luka Doncic, he's the storyline number one with the ailments physically. Respiratory, 35 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. What did y'all think about the way he decided to come out, his temperament throughout as well? As I texted you guys, when Luka makes shots, he smiles. When he doesn't make shots, he's going to be furious and throw the temper tantrums.
I'm happy here.
You were not going to see much of that last night when they were rolling them.
Well, even when he makes the shot, though, about half of them, he's still going to be mad because you're going to hear,
and one!
Where's the and one? And he just will shake his head going down the court. But I'm
dying to see Luke in a pickup game. I want to know how these NBA players act in pickup games with fouls. And refs.
Call your own fouls.
Good questions. Call your own fouls.
Call your own fouls. He'd get to the line 80 times.
80 times. Like, how many free throws does Luka shoot in a regular pickup game? That's all I'm dying to know, especially if you go and get that his new nemesis out there on the floor.
Hang on.
This is a choppy moment.
His new nemesis. What did I write yesterday?
Hang on a second. There's no way you can't know this, what you sent.
I have no idea what
Luka's
I sent.
Luka's nemesis.
I have no idea what I sent yesterday.
The kid that's going to college.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Choppy here.
Yep. See, I had that planned out for College Kegger, so I was in College Kegger mode.
All right, we'll save it. We'll save it. Okay. We'll save it.
you can't expect. We're more than 20 minutes after I sent it.
Oh,
you can't expect anything for me to know anything.
I thought you meant at 6:30 in the morning. Uh-uh. I can't expect you to be with it.
No.
Let's talk about another thing that kind of went viral. The Clippers putting up the billboard to troll the Mavs saying Dallas to Cancun. So I don't know whose decision that was, but that was the billboard outside crypto.com. Dallas to Cancun. What this also signifies to me, and I know this is going to come back to bite me, just like 3 years ago when the Mavs went up 3-2 and then Kawhi took over. And who knows what will happen because playoffs are more bipolar than the NBA. You think, all right, backbreaker done. See you later. The only thing that applies for is the Denver Nuggets against the Lakers. And you know what is going to happen. This will signify the end of the Clippers. Like last night was almost a final nail in the coffin. And we'll save this for later on when they're eliminated or they're disbanded. Are we going to forget about this as like, maybe not an all-time disappointing team, but I remember exactly where I was when Jerry West was trending and everyone was going crazy what the great logo did in getting Paul George and Kawhi basically in the same day. This is over and done with
now. Oh, it's over.
Kawhi's broken. James is old. Paul George ain't that dude. This is done.
It's been over, too. I mean, you can make the case.
A lot of people this year were picking them still. A lot of people had the Clippers in the finals.
Sure.
Not just Barkley.
Vegas had them with the second-best odds that are in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah. They have four Hall of Famers on the team. Cool, right? Like, wow.
That's like the cow. I roll my eyes at that stuff all
they're
the
not,
time.
Well, yeah. it's like saying the 86 Celtics had like eight Hall of Famers. I mean, yeah, they had Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Who was a shell of himself, right? So it's like, okay, I get it.
Last year, the Cowboys had two Hall of Famers on their offensive line. Okay, whoop-de-doo.
And one at quarterback.
You couldn't run couldn't run the football.
So it's like, yeah, all right, great. You got four Hall of Famers. And I think a lot of people get fooled by that, even though they should be smarter than that.
Westbrook's 4-32 since game one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime
there's your Hall of Fame.
I don't know how or why anybody remotely comes close to him beyond the arc. If he gets the ball beyond the arc, just like go to the crash the boards.
There was one point last night where the ball was getting like worked around the top, and perimeter. You saw like everybody like moving with the ball, and it got to Westbrook, and I think it was Derrick Jones started, and it was like, oh no, go ahead, take it.
Actually, it's got to be worse than 4-32 now. That was just the graphic they showed last night.
Yeah.
In the moment,
it's probably more like close to 4-38.
My word.
I'm trying to think of who, because you're right, the idea of this
25% from the field in the series, 25% from three, 60% from the free throw line.
What solid numbers.
11 of 43 from the field.
Meanwhile, Kyrie's at the 50-40-90 mark, and he's at 25-25-60.
What was the, like, you remember the Kawhi watch? like when he signed with the Clippers. Like it was like one of these things where like Toronto television was like nonstop on his vehicle. Like it was like the OJ Bronco chase or something like that. Like people were like, whoa, what's Kawhi going to do? We're all on Kawhi watch. Is he going to return to the Raptors? Is he going to prove to be truly low key, or is he going to be a diva and go to LA?
I mean, he is low key. He is dead inside.
It's a psycho.
Oh my God.
And people last night when I was like, I had tweeted about, there were a bunch of people like, yeah, that's Kawhi. Well, it's like, no, I know it's always been Kawhi, but like, y'all got to understand, this is not a meme anymore. This man is truly psychotic.
He is dead inside. There's nothing there.
It's not just, oh, he's just stone faced, or oh, he's low-key. No, he has no soul. Yes. Like, this man is like, there's no emotion. None. It is legitimately terrifying how little he has any emotion.
He makes Gavin Dawson look like Steve Ballmer.
Yes.
It could be, imagine that. You have Ballmer, because this is like the history of the world here on one team. To have the most outgoing, crazy lunatic and the least outgoing psycho on the same team.
Imagine their meeting. Imagine them at lunch.
I can't. I mean, Ballmer talks the entire time and Kawhi says nothing.
No, they focused on Kawhi like during like the big intro. Like, I don't know whether it was the presser or some Clippers thing they were unveiling, and Kawhi's just sitting there like looking at Ballmer like, oh my gosh, he's going to eat me. He's going to chop me up like Hannibal Lecter and devour me. By the way, Russ is now 6 of 35 from the field since game one.
A little better.
But last night started off real nice on the ice.
Haskinen, Robertson, right between the dots. That shot blocked. Another try. Score! Four down on the power play. Dallas has the lead.
The curse of the snake has been broken.
It has been broken. My guy TK texted me, said, where is Sean Snake? And I was like, you're talking about like the Copperheads, right? Like we're talking about here.
You hope so.
May as well start a Snake Muse account. Yeah. Like that's a very Mavs Muse. Yeah. Someone's tracking the snakes found in my yard and how it correlates to Stars wins.
So it's the Stars are 2-0 when Sean finds a Copperhead in his yard. And I was like, man, I got to find this out. You know, we need an update here. The people want to know. The people want to know. Was there a snake found in Sean's yard yet? There'll be one today. My voice cracked. There'll be one today for sure.
Yeah.
They're getting flushed out of their homes right now. All this rain.
Yeah.
All this rain happens, you'll find them. Yeah. And
will you step foot in your yard today?
He won't know. He shouldn't.
Step foot in my yard. Well, I feel like I have protection. Tolo Joseph is still putting up the snake fence. And I feel like I can go outside and play when he's there. It's like having an adult in the yard and my protection. So he goes out and he walks everything. And I'm like, yeah, I can go outside for like 5 minutes. But the minute he leaves, I go back inside.
Go back outside. Yeah, go back inside.
I go back inside.
This is the little patter of Sean's feet right into the door.
Exactly.
But yeah, like that was that people wanted to know. Did you find a snake? Because that's been the good luck charm.
Yeah. I had a rat snake the day before, but I could not lie. Just more proof that these jinxes are stupid. They don't exist. So the curse of the snake has been broken. I had Tolo's volunteering to drive by and throw them into my yard.
Just drop a king snake, in the yard that'll eat all the copperheads.
Bob, what'd you think of the game?
It was great. It was entertaining. Let me go to moneypuck.com. Pull this up for you, Sean. This tells me that 4 expected goals for the Stars, 2 for the Golden Knights.
If Fish had a hockey website 3 weeks ago, he would have already gotten all the subscriptions with as much as you would have referenced it.
Exactly, yeah, because he'll hear what I say and then it gets published over there. I know how that works. No, it was. I mean, it's felt like consistently, even the first couple games where, like, Dallas didn't play awful the first 2 games that they lost at the AAC. It felt like Vegas was in this like unsustainably fortunate position defensively the entire first 2 games, where it's just like, how is there a stick that just gets thrown up and like, you know, knocks the puck away? How are they right in this position to be here? And I think it's just you're starting to see it's regressing to the mean a little bit. And like you guys were talking about at 5:45, it's like one of those things where Dallas and the level that they're playing at, it's playing out over the course of a 7-game series like it should, that the better team is ultimately going to come away.
Better team has been winning the last 3 games. The Stars were better probably in game 2 as well, even though they lost it. They're just, I mean, look, there's a reason why they're the 1 seed. And there's a reason why Vegas was essentially the 8 seed.
Yeah.
You know, I know they don't do like 1-8 in the NHL anymore, but, you know, Vegas was not a lock for the playoffs. Go, you know, in the last 2 weeks of the season, they were there, but it's like there was so still a lot some work for them to do, and the Stars are really showing that in this series, and now we're going on to a game six where they can wrap it up.
Awesome hump day evening. Except for the Rangers, but we don't need to talk about that right now. We do need to talk about Thursday, 6:40. That means it's the payload. We have the worst mom of the year. Someone is more jealous than Peyton Russell. And Wieners win again. The payload for the 6 a.m. Club is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
Can you give me one reason why AM on the FM is better than the payload?
Because it's you doing it and not Peyton.
There we go. That's all I needed to hear.
I think that says everything.
I think that says everything too, and I think that's a great mic drop.
I gotta say, Friday was a much smoother technical experience than Thursday and Saturday for us on the draft. That's all I want to say.
Sometimes it'd be your own people, man. Sometimes it'd be your own people. He's got to go on the weekends. That's crazy. He's got to go on Saturday afternoon to diss me.
And this was really true yesterday. I don't know how much of the show that you heard.
None of it. He told me in the hallway.
None of it. I didn't hear any of it yesterday. I actually had to be a parrot yesterday. It was awful.
Yeah.
This sucks. I know.
Peyton had like his best show in a long time.
Really?
Very good. Yep. He was very sharp. His drops were there. He was attentive. And we had to attribute it to you not being here.
For real.
I get him off his game. I get him off his game. 100%. The reason I did that, by the way, the only reason why.
Parent?
No, through the. Yeah, well, yeah, that too. The only reason I threw Alec that bone at the end is because if you listen back, I spent the first minute of that just roasting Alec, like the first minute of that interview. And at the end of it, when he threw me the line, I was like, all right, let me build Alec up a little bit since I made jokes about him having infected ears from getting his ears pierced at a shoddy tattoo place.
Recently?
Yeah, he didn't really have infected ears, but I just joked with him. I was like,
he's got diamonds now, man.
Yeah, he's got like two studs in his ear now.
Really?
Yeah, he's got diamonds. He's tatted up. Does he have the nose ring yet? I don't think he does.
I don't know. Septum piercing is right around the corner, I think.
You think so? Septum. You're going septum?
He, not me, him.
Guys, we have the greatest promo in the history of our national pastime. Wieners, baby. Dollar Hot Dog Night. The Mets game on Tuesday night set a record in Citi Field. 44,269 wieners were sold. That just proves the point. No one wants expensive concessions. People, stadiums try and up jack up the prices. Oh, well, people will just buy whatever we have here. Just give us the cheap food. That's all we want. Wieners, baby.
And have you? Are you aware of the beef rib at Hurtado?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, people want that. That's more expensive than a hot dog.
Well, Hurtado's different.
Yeah, the gourmet.
Yeah, you want
specialty.
You want to grime it up at a game.
Yeah,
I have a problem with ballpark hot dogs. At least the ones at the Globe recently. I'm trying to think where else I've had one, and maybe it was just nostalgia. As a kid at Camden Yards or the Little League Park. By the way, what is current Little League food? Because I have dreams of going back to get Little League food in my hometown. Of the steam hot dogs and whatever pizza they served. I don't know what it was. It was not Joe Corby. Did y'all have Joe Corby out here, Bobby?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
But what is current Little League? What'd you say?
We were Ballpark Franks or whatever.
It depends on the park.
No, Joe Corby was the type of pizza.
Oh, well, then we definitely didn't have that. No, ours was like Sbarro or something. Sbarro.
It depends on the park. The best food in town, without question, is at Oak Grove Park in Grapevine. They've got a big grill outside. They fresh cook hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
But Saturdays, they bring in Chick-fil-A. That's the best food by far.
Chick-fil-A. Well, now I know where your Little League fees are going, that they're going to buy up. Chick-fil-A catering.
I don't know about Little League, but so like last night we were at the field in Coppell. I was watching some more girls softball, high school softball. Our neighbors were playing in the playoffs at Marcus High School. Shout out to Marcus, who won, crushed Irving. But that was they had like, we went by the concession stand, a bunch of candy. It was like the ballpark nachos, like the pull off the lid and heat it up, and then like the steamed hot dogs. So it was pretty basic.
But I've been disappointed in Globe dogs for a while.
Yeah, I mean, like ballpark hot dogs. Their ballpark hot dogs are. I mean, they're half of them are furry.
Yeah,
they've been sitting there so long.
Yes,
but I do agree with you, Peyton. If you're gonna do hot dogs, you know, they're going to the game is expensive enough.
Yeah,
$1 hot dog, $2 hot dog. You don't need $8.50 for a hot dog, right?
No,
you'll probably sell. Now you only need to sell obviously a fraction of the amount you do to make the same amount of money. I just wonder how much more you're going to get. Because the greatest, they really need to do this. If you could accomplish it, you get it free. The 9 dogs, 9 beers in a game.
Which is really tough nowadays. You got 2-hour ball games.
Right.
Really tough.
And 9 dogs, 9 beers.
One for each inning. The whole thing is, the whole challenge is a hot dog and a beer each inning. The 9 dogs, 9 beers. I mean, good luck. And you're right. In a 2-hour game, that's damn near impossible to complete.
Yeah. Well, look, it's better than bobblehead night. It's better than replica rings or trophies. It's dollar hot dog night. Bobby, what were you saying?
I was just saying that this exact event at the Mets game, though, somebody got kicked out of the game because he was wearing a shirt where he was, like, registering how many hot dogs he had eaten, and it had become bit. So fans around the ballpark kept throwing extra hot dogs at him. And so security was like, stop throwing hot dogs down here, and they kept doing it. So they had to kick him out of the game because he kept eating so many hot dogs.
They love throwing people out of Citi Field.
Yeah.
Ask the boxers.
It's the payload every Thursday, 6:40 at this time. All right, parents, this one's for you. RJ, you're a dad. Sean, you're a dad. Bobby, you're kind of a
yesterday
dad.
Yesterday,
right?
I was.
You were yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you guys strict parents?
Yes.
Do you guys lay down the law on your kids with mistakes? And I'll get to the story here in a little bit, but I just want to ask the general question. Text in 877-881-1053-2.
I don't know if it's probably too early to judge, but I plan on being. I consider myself to be more strict. Okay. Bobby says yes.
I am the strictest here by far, I would bet.
And look where it's got you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, trying to undo 6 years of mistakes from grandma.
Bobby is the test. Bobby is the test case for strict doesn't work.
And
no, Bobby is the test case for fixing 6 years of grandma effing a kid up is what Bobby's the test case
and
for.
And Choppy's a big no.
It depends on what it is, but I'm not strict. I embrace mistakes. I want them to make mistakes. Better to make mistakes now than when they're 30.
So I'll go through this list here. There's this mom here. She has kids, a six-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I'll just go through some of the laws she lays down, the chores she has her kids do, and just see if it's, you know, over the top a little bit. Again, they're 5 and 6 years old. She allows her kids to watch TV once a week on Sundays. They can't eat any sweets whatsoever.
Is this Marion Chiafalo?
No. And if their toys are left out, she throws them in the trash.
Gosh! Where is this? Does it say city and state?
I think it's the UK.
Okay.
Is it UK?
All, in my opinion, all overboard. Choppy, I already know you're going to say she should be in jail.
I have no problem with the concept of these.
Okay. Throw the toys
in the trash? The first two I don't have necessarily. I wouldn't do it, but I don't have a problem with them. The third one is extreme.
The third one's very, very extreme.
You can't shelter your kids. You have to let them experience. The TV thing, okay, it'll kill your brain, whatever. I get that. But, like, the sweets thing, like, come on, let them have a little bit of soda, a little bit of sweets. Like, don't kill Halloween for them, you know, after 5 years old.
I was massively against my kids getting a phone. But I did a lot of research on it. It was like, all right, I have two choices. I can either let them not get a phone and... Or sorry, either let them get a phone and subject them to all the issues that come with having a phone.
Yep.
Or I could not get them a phone and make them a social outcast.
Yes.
And that is not what you want for a teenager.
There's more?
So now we get to the chores list. Again, 5 and 6 years old. Here it is. In the morning, make breakfast. I guess it can be cereal. I don't think they're going to be cooking up some eggs or bacon or ham. Mm-hmm. Empty the dishwasher. Make the table. So I guess you're putting out napkins, plates, everything. Again, 5 and 6 years old. Then you load the dishwasher afterwards. You clean your own dishes. I'm a big, you know, someone cooks, the other person clean. But again, these are kids here. In the afternoon, they make dinner. Make themselves dinner.
Okay.
And then tidy up the dishes again and clean the table off.
It sounds like
and then
she's
they're
just
vacuuming.
Lazy.
They're vacuuming.
It sounds like something she's just lazy. Like, make your own dinner. Make
she
your
says
own
this
breakfast.
This is going to improve them, make them some of the best human beings in the world later on in life.
I wonder
teaching
if she's married.
Them.
I guarantee
she is.
She is.
I saw the story. She is married.
Well, 5 and 6, what can they start doing?
I mean, when the kids were 5 and 6, they were not, like, doing the dishes in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they should absolutely have chores to do.
What are your kids' chores at the house?
House, they don't really have any because they don't live with me.
Yeah.
So when I have them, I'm not going to be like, all right, you got chores. When I have them, we usually are just like playing baseball. At their house, I really don't know. I don't think they have a lot to do, which is I have a problem with that. Like, I can't really parent the way I want to parent because I don't really have them all the time. And I don't want to be the dad who, like, is just bitching at them all the time and then they're going to hate me. So it's like, all right, what do I do? But yeah, like, I have no problem with the concept of no TV and no sweets.
Your kids don't drink soda.
My kids don't drink soda.
But that's not from RJ. They don't want to.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they don't drink a lot of it naturally. No, for us, they've started picking up some stuff, like putting dishes away or whatever, but for the most part, it's just cleaning their room.
Payload every Thursday here on 105.3 The Fan.
One other thing she says, when the kids are given sweets, they're supposed to say, no thanks, they're not good for me, and they put them in the trash bin. So there you go. Get rid of the sweets.
Let me see what this woman looks like.
Like Kawhi Leonard.
As you expect.
She's not pretty. art major.
Did you say Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, just because she sounds like a psycho.
Him.
All right, last thing here. Look, I've told this, you know, before. I'm kind of the jealous type. Bobby might be the jealous type too. But this is ridiculous here. A husband wants to divorce his wife because she breastfeeds their own child, the son. Says, no man is allowed to be on my wife's boobs. And made this whole big deal about it. I don't think they're divorced yet, but he made a big deal about that, how he wants them divorced because he's like, no man should be on your boob.
I kind of remember something about this a while back of someone, maybe it was on like 90 Day Fiance or something. Someone was getting ticked off being like, no, that's like, that's my woman. That's my wife, even for the child.
That's
what a lunatic. So go ahead, go buy the formula. Go buy all the formula.
Well, it's just expensive, was it $60 bucks a month now or a week?
Yeah, Skip, I need you, bro. I need you. Starting Monday.
Oh, did he hook you up with the formula?
Skip, come on, man. Hook me up. But, yeah, this guy, what a lunatic.
This is nuts.
Let's see if he actually goes through with it.
This is
that's controlling. He might be Hispanic.
No, this is.
I could say that.
This is the RJ Choppy special.
What's that?
This is falling for something that's fake. There's no way this is real. This is because all we have, the only evidence we have here is a screenshot of a text conversation that was posted to Twitter. Nope.
What do the boobs look like? Can we at least get that?
I mean, I think that we need
What'd you say?
B cups.
B?
Yeah.
That's not worth divorcing over. So the
look,
when you just share a screenshot of a text conversation of something this absurd, that to me is like anonymous Twitter user texted themselves or had somebody text them and was like, let's go viral off of this. This is not a real talking point.
It's the payload every Thursday at this time. Better than AM on the FM here on 105.3 right. The Fan. We have a Stone Temple Pilots giveaway. We got a boxing controversy. Steroid use is going to wipe out the Ryan Garcia win. We got to get to the Tyson-Jake Paul rules. Is this going to make you believe it's an actual event? And RJ Choppy wants to do a big old college everything kegger. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.